Good morning, Kenny.
Oh, hi, Kyle. I didn't know you were going to unmute there.
No, I wanted to ride that in as long as I could. Got to feel those good vibes on a Friday. March 18th, 2016. We're live right now, of course, over on goodstuff.fm/live. The time is 7.03 a.m. on this Friday. You yourself.
Pacific.
What?
Pacific.
What did I say?
Nothing. You didn't say anything.
All right. Well, you can tune in if you want, if you would. You can also visit patreon.com/morningshow to pledge your hard-earned dollars towards our efforts of entertaining you every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And truthfully, that money goes directly towards either buying this stuff, or it goes towards our... Oh, what do you have? Why does it sound like a bunch of keys? What's that sound?
I killed the janitor and I stole his keys.
What?
That's what I'm eating for Food Friday. That is,
you're eating the janitor? No!
No, his keys.
Oh, you're eating just the keys, one by one.
I'm breaking into the cafeteria. I needed the keys.
So you try one out and then you eat it. And then you kick it.
Yeah, kick it.
You can also add either of us on PlayStation. I am Kyle Roderick on PlayStation. Kenny is Pizza Robotics. It's the same as our Twitter handles. If I see, I added somebody yesterday. I don't know them. But if you do see us on there, I will add you. No questions asked. No funny business. None of that. We'll just add each other.
You won't even say, who are you?
No.
No questions asked.
Who are you? I don't know you. No questions asked. Zero questions. And then we can play one of two games, because right now, that's all I've got. Battlefront, which has got a new Outer Rim DLC coming up here. I'm excited about that. I have not watched the trailer. You just sent it to me. I will watch it later. And I just downloaded the Rocket League game, which looks like a whole boatload of fun, which is basically you take these little cars and you play soccer with them in a like indoor soccer league kind of thing. It reminds me of very much of the underground jumping area inside of San Francisco Rush number one, when you are on the that big long island and then you climb up over the hill, you go underneath it and you jump. And typically when you're trying to go into that area, the top of your car will hit that tunnel and you'll explode. And if that happens, you end up outside of there and it's super frustrating. But if you get in there, You get to jump and stuff, just like Rocket League.
I have a very vague memory of this.
Seriously?
But I also can't really remember. I mean, I do remember trying to land inside that tunnel and exploding every time. But this is also a memory that not a lot of people share, Kyle.
No, not a lot of people also share my pain from yesterday. Got the other side of my mouth numbed. I'm surprised I can even talk this morning. It hurts so bad. I did, however...
Why does it hurt so bad?
Well, they get in there. They get real... If there are power tools entering your mouth, you've got a problem. Let's just say it that way.
Oh, at the dentist.
At the dentist. Yeah, well, you know, I'm...
No, you know, at the construction yard across the street.
Like I said, no questions asked. Kenny is eating a janitor. Let's move on to some headlines.
Sure.
These are today's headlines.
Spotify in the news, Kyle. Spotify has come to an agreement with the NMPA, the National Music Publishers Association, over unpaid royalties for music on the streaming service that didn't have copyright owner information. Uh-oh. According to The Verge, the company will pay $21 million.
Oh my goodness, that's a lot of macadamia nuts.
Certainly is. The money will be used to pay for, quote, unmatched works that are songs that don't have information about the copyright holder attached that were streamed on Spotify. And the settlement also makes it easier for owners of a song to identify themselves so they get royalties owed to them.
Cool.
So it's almost like a... I can't think of the word right now, but it's they're making good, right? That's the whole deal here. They want to make good. They want to get the people paid who need to get paid.
Right.
And hopefully moving forward, they don't have to keep doing this.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Moving on. Oh, more music news. Okay. SoundCloud in the news, Kyle. They now have deals with all three major labels, and this paves the way for the subscription service. It's slated to launch later this year, according to sources with knowledge of the situation.
That's just another way of saying people familiar with the matter. I don't want any of that.
Yeah, I like that, though. The agreement gives SoundCloud access to Sony Music artists, including, here we go, Beyoncé, The Weeknd, Future, Calvin Harris, Bruce Springsteen, Miguel, Foo Fighters, and Justin Timberlake. I don't know who Miguel is, but he apparently is a very famous artist that I've never heard of.
Garko?
Just
Miguel,
I believe, is the preferred name.
Okay, and it must be Garko. SoundCloud already has struck deals with Warner Music Group, Universal Music Group, and Merlin, the Wizard, a network of independent labels. Sony Music was the last holdout. The streaming music service is planning on launching a paid subscription plan, and a source close to the situation, there you go, Kyle. They said the deals SoundCloud struck with all major labels does allow it to build a full on-demand service similar to Spotify or Apple Music. So we're about to get another player into this streaming music war.
Fine by me. SoundCloud needs to make some money somehow, and it's just not working right now. It's not working.
I think that they could launch a subscription service for less than $10. I think they could do it.
So much of SoundCloud, though, is built on the idea of remixing and creating your own mixes and being able to just upload whatever you want. They're going to run into these royalty issues that Spotify's running into as well. I don't know. The music seems to be one of those growing areas, or people think it's a growing area when, in fact, I've chosen my side. I'm sticking with it. I'm not moving anytime soon.
All right. Well, you must be sticking with Alphabet, Kyle. They're in the news. Alphabet may be putting its most high-profile robotics acquisition up for sale just 3 years after purchasing it. Bloomberg reports that Boston Dynamics, maker of robots which can walk, run, jump, and remain upright when pushed or kicked by humans, is being shopped around. The report cites Amazon and Toyota are potential acquirers and notes notes that this would signal a big retreat from robotics, a field beloved by former Google executive Andy Rubin.
Robot news.
I think Alphabet saw that video where the Boston Dynamics people were like punishing the robot and it wouldn't go down.
You kick it.
I think that Alphabet didn't want to be the owner of a company that would overthrow the human race.
No, come on. No, one of the main reasons is that projecting 3 to 5 years in the future, it did not look like Boston Dynamics was going to be able to be a profitable company and actually bring in money for some reason. I guess it's going to be stuck in research for a little while. There's no commercial application for the robots being put together by Boston Dynamics at present. So Google doesn't want any of that. That is the rumor.
Fine.
Okay. You know what else is a rumor, Kenny?
No, it's not a rumor.
It's not. You're right. It's FeedPress. It's analytics and podcast hosting made for bloggers and podcasters. It's simple, intuitive, and powerful RSS analytics and podcast hosting. And let's face it, you're probably thinking about moving your feed from FeedBurner over to something else, a little more reliable, something you know that Google won't kick to the curb and claim it's not profitable. So what you need to do really is go over to FeedPress, feed.press/morningshow. It's a perfect time to have all of your analytics and podcast hosting in a beautiful, unified dashboard. And listen, guys, I know there are only a couple of you who have signed up for this. So preferably, we need at least one more to sign up. There's a whole bunch of you listening right now. If you've even thought remotely for a single second about where you want to host your RSS feeds, just go over to feed.press/morningshow. It helps us directly. I literally talk to FeedPress and they tell me whether or not you've signed up. So I know I'm Santa Claus in this situation. I know exactly what's happening. Please, if you would, you can also use the promo code Morning Show during checkout. I feel like I'm scolding you now. Morning Show during checkout. You'll get 10% off your first year. What do you think of this, Kenny?
Okay, I watched that. Okay, yeah. It's laughing. I watched that because you threw that into the headlines.
Yeah,
the link into the headlines.
Yeah,
I think it's hilarious and it's cute and it's a pet. Haha. But but it is creepy when you don't know when you're just listening to it. You know what I mean?
Oh, I'm totally 43 million loops right now and counting. This is a fox from Michigan or Germany, whichever, that is a pet of someone's, and it can laugh on command. This was posted 5 days ago, like I said, looped 43 million times over on Vine. It'll be in the show notes. It'll put a smile on your face here on a Friday. I needed it. I needed it this morning. This was on national news, so
wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
A big deal.
Yes, it is. You know what else is a big deal, Kenny? You have to say what?
What? What?
Did you know? Speaking of music and record labels, Waffle House, the famed waffle purveyor, has its own record label just to release songs about Waffle House.
That's amazing. I've also never been to a Waffle House.
Neither have I. I'm still watching this. If I went there, I would be. I'm gotta close that fox.
I think if I ever go to Waffle House, I hope that I am inspired to write a song about Waffle House and they release it on their record label.
I have no idea what you're saying right now.
Why? Why don't you know what I'm saying?
You sound completely like a robot. What I need you to do when you're editing down this episode, please go back and listen to your line that I will be exporting and enter it as such. Kenny, I'll tell you a little bit about the Waffle House record label right now. If you've eaten at a Waffle House, which you and I have not, which I think is what you said during that time that you were roboting. You've probably... You sound like a robo-cat. You've probably been too preoccupied with your breakfast to notice the music playing in the background at this Waffle House. Most of it will be popular tunes, of course, from the last half century, just like any other restaurant. But if you find your toe tapping to the catchy song and you listen closely, you might just find that you're grooving along to a hook about Raisin Toast. That is because... since the 1980s, Waffle House has been producing tracks from a variety of genres or in a variety of genres to play in their restaurants that are about Waffle House. It's all about Waffle House. So what I'm going to do here, obviously, is pull this down a little bit, load this up, and play one of those for you. This is actually linking out to NPR. NPR took a look at the wide swath of genres and history behind the Waffle House records, Waffle Records, which, gosh, sucks. That name's taken now. Can't use Waffle Records as our label here in the future.
We can use it as the show title.
We totally can.
Waffle. Am I a robot still?
No, you sound great. You sound lovely.
Oh, it's because I restarted. I restarted the app.
Perfect. Here we go.
Real time tech. Troubleshooting.
Clap your hands, Kenny.
Raisin toast. There are raisins in our toast.
Okay, so I thought at first that they said razors.
You know razor what? I wouldn't.
Razor
I wouldn't
toast.
Be surprised.
There's razors in my toast.
Wait, hold on. Are you saying it's a razor toast?
It's your life.
Nobody's going to get that. Hey, originally the songs were cut to 45 seconds and placed in a jukebox along with usual hits of the day, I guess. So you would accidentally pay for raisins in your toast. And when you actually wanted to play Adele.
But, who wants to play Adele in a jukebox?
I don't know. It depends on the jukebox. Here's one from 2005.
Okay.
A wide range of genres. You're listening to Morning Show on goodstuff.fm.
There's a certain kind of hungry when only a steak will do. And for 50 years at Waffle House, we've proven that it's true. If you want a steak that satisfies, they're not that hard to find. They're on the road to anywhere beneath that yellow sign. They grill them right, they grill them hot, they grill them while you wait. And you get special marinade, the very best T-bones and strip will melt right in your mouth. When steak and hungry people get together at the Waffle House.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Can I? I'm looking at. I decided I'd Google search Waffle House.
All right.
And so I'm looking at pictures of both the pictures of the building, pictures of the logo, pictures of the food. This place is nothing special. I mean, this is a place where you go, you look at the menu, every single menu item has a picture of the food. So you don't even have to, you just point at the picture. Don't even have to say what it is.
Right. Okay. Yeah. I mean, it's the universal language. Waffles is the universal language.
The food looks terrible.
Are they all?
The food looks awful.
Do the pictures basically look like if you blurred out Donald Trump's face?
I'm going to post a picture and put an orange the chat room.
All right.
The reason I say they look terrible is because it's so boring. It's so boring. They made a chocolate chip waffle where they just made a waffle and then poured chocolate chips on it. They just poured them on.
It's not in it?
No, look at it.
What? Are you posting this in the chat room yet? You are.
I put it in the chat room. Also, the guy drives an Acura. So
whoa. Hold on. There's a lot going on in this image right now. What I'm going to describe to you is the breakfast of a typical Waffle House goer, let's say.
Goer.
You'll be a goer after this. Orange juice. Three strips of bacon on a plate. So that seems to be a side. Like a side of bacon is three strips. Not bad. It looks pretty crispy. It doesn't look really floppy. You got a little bit of grease going on in that plate. Looks okay. Looks a little thin to me. On the main plate, which appears to be some sort of oval shape, you've got completely overdone scrambled eggs, nothing inside them. What looks to be four pieces of toast. Unfortunately, what they've done with the toast is probably sliced it in half and folded it on itself, basically making the insides of both of those triangles of toast incredibly soggy. Nobody wants that. And then something happened here with these hash browns. I would assume that these hash browns are famously circular. However,
I don't think so.
No, you don't think circular hash browns are a thing?
I don't. I don't think so.
Okay. Kenny.
Yeah.
Kenny.
What's up?
Let's move on to a national day, shall we?
Let's do it.
Today's national day is Happy National Sloppy Joe Day.
That's what Sloppy Joe sound like.
No, they sound like this. Wait. Got it.
No, that's how we sound after the Sloppy Joes.
That is probably true. It's also the day before National Corn Dog Day. I've had this National Corn Dog Day thing in the show notes for like 3 weeks now because I'm so excited for National Corn Dog Day.
Are you doing something special for National Corn Dog Day tomorrow?
I am.
What are you doing?
It's unrelated to corn dogs, though. Should I still tell
you? Then I don't care.
The reason that I bring up corn dogs is because on a recent episode of Three Guys, Three Questions, there was some talk of corn dogs. And,
So you just wanted to connect the dots.
I do. I want to connect the dogs.
Corn dogs.
Mm-hmm, correct. With okay. sticks.
Well, let's get back to Sloppy Joe's, Kyle.
Well, hold on. Corn dogs real quick, just while I can.
Okay, fine.
While I can. Pancake corn dogs with breakfast sausages inside. Pancake corn dogs, breakfast sausage inside. Do it. Waffle House. Yum. Love it. Kenny, National Sloppy Joe Day. Don't put any ketchup on that, by the way. That's not okay. Even though I'm a purveyor of breakfast ketchup. Most believe the Sloppy Joe was first served in Havana, Cuba, in a bar and cafe called Sloppy Joe's in the 1900s. So the Sloppy Joe.
Wait, just in the 1900s? Just sometime in the 19, just in that century?
We didn't have history books back then, so we can't really expect things to be written down, especially in Cuba.
Right. Especially.
Whoa. You know, the president's going there this weekend, right? The Rays are playing.
I really hope he goes and gets a Sloppy Joe.
Yes.
I really hope he does.
Mm-hmm. President Sloppy Joe. President Joe visited Cuba today. Got his first sloppy.
No.
The Sloppy Joe goes by many names, Kenny, including the Man Witch.
Mm-hmm.
The Slush Burger.
That's not okay.
Yum Yums.
Yum Yums. Those are the lollipops.
And that's wrong. It's a Sloppy Joe barbecue. It's just called
barbecue.
Yeah, I've got like the / shrug face going on right now. Barbecue. Dynamite.
Hey, Joe, pass the dynamite.
What? I just ordered a sandwich, Kenny.
You really turned into Sloppy Joe now.
I'm Sloppy Joe. All I wanted was a sandwich.
That's terrible. Don't ever use that voice. Ever. Ever again. My goodness.
And of course,
terrifying.
And of course, the last one here is Sloppy Jane. And
I think that's rude.
I'm pretty sure I would see Sloppy Jane in a Waffle House. So... also here on the Sloppy Joe Network, Sloppy Joes were mentioned in several movies in the 1930s, Citizen Kane, and even It's a Wonderful Life.
Citizen Kane came out in 1941, I believe.
Well, you know, where I get my facts is none of your concern. Candy.
Okay.
Candy.
You're not Sloppy Joe anymore.
I feel like I got a Sloppy Joe in my throat.
Oh, gosh. 1969, Hunt's revolutionized the Sloppy Joe when it introduced Man Witch Sloppy Joe sauce.
I really hope that you never get a job in marketing because... they would ask, hey, Kyle, what are your skills? And you'd go, I make up great theme songs for your product.
Yes.
I can do a really weird voice.
Kyle, you're fired.
Have you had Hunt's Manwich Sloppy Joe sauce?
No, but I...
Kenny, what's your
anything
favorite
associated with Joe sauce?
No. What's your favorite condiment?
Barbecue sauce.
What kind? Do you have a specific kind?
I just bought some yesterday. I don't remember what it's called. It's the what is it? It's the sweet
Chubbs.
No, not Chubbs. Chubbs is gross.
Bone sucking sauce.
That's like the barbecue sauce that gets associated with bone tomahawk.
Yes. Oh, gosh. No. Wait, hold on. What if I had this train whistle implanted in my throat?
Yeah, that'd be great.
You haven't just, seen Bone Tomahawk, have you?
Sweet Baby Ray's original barbecue sauce.
Okay. Did you walk to the fridge? What'd you do? Do you keep your barbecue in a fridge?
No, I looked it up online to refresh my memory.
Ooh.
Apparently my memory is online.
Just Command R that brain dough.
Yeah.
Actually,
Command F.
No. Ooh.
Hard to find it.
That's not what you meant, but okay.
Many say what?
Many say, Kenny, that a cook named Joe in Sioux City, Iowa in the 1920s created the sandwich of, quote, loose meat served on bread. And Sloppy Joe was born.
Okay.
So there seems to be some contention. Some contention between the Cubans and the Siouxans, the Iowans.
Iowans?
Mm-hmm.
Is that how you say that?
I actually believe it is. All joking aside, because
you know, I want to know. You know, that's one thing I've always wanted to know. Like living in California, it's easy to say Californian. Like there's no,
because it ends with an A.
Trickery
so,
there.
Hold on, Iowa ends with an N as well. So why would Iowan?
I don't know. It just doesn't sound right.
Iowan you a lot of money, Kenny.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, Iowa. I don't know.
Hold on. What would I search for? State names? No. I don't know.
What do you call people from other states?
What do you call people from other states?
This is great.
I'm looking it up.
This is amazing.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, here we go. Oh, it gives me a full list. Iowa.
I knew it would. Hey, my Google skills are top notch, bud.
Iowan, you're right.
Bah-ha-ha.
A Hawkeye. You could call him a Hawkeye, or you could call him an Iowagian.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Californian, we get just Californian. Everyone else has multiple names. We get Californian. That's it.
Okay.
Anybody out there want to know what their thing is?
Tweet at us.
I'm looking for a...
Follow us on Twitter. Send us money, and then we'll tell you.
Oh, Wisconsin is the best one.
Okay.
You could be a cheesehead, or you could be a Wisconsinite.
Cheese. No.
Let's get on with the show. We can't hang around here all day.
Oh. Okay. Did you know that Nevada is Nevadan? Nevadian?
No, Nevada.
That's a weird one.
Nevadan.
A Montanan.
Yeah, okay. Biff Montanan.
Maine?
Big Montanan.
This is the best. Maine, you can be a Mainer, a Maniac, or a Downeaster.
Maniac? I like Maniac. I love Maniac.
Great. There's five for Michigan. A Michiganian, a Michigander, Michiganese, a Michigine, or a Michiganite.
And German.
In German.
Of course. Kenny, speaking of different states, nope. Maybe, perhaps.
Perhaps.
A nightclub has been banned from keeping live alligators. Excuse me, crocodiles. Those are
crocodiles.
Whatever.
There's a difference, Kyle.
How did I read the word crocodile and say the word alligator? It's like I don't even get them mixed up when I look at them. I get them mixed up when I read the freaking word.
That's not even like dyslexia.
How is that possible?
Despite everything that's gone wrong today, that's the best thing. Because I'm looking at it while you're reading it, and I'm going,
"What? How did? Wait, hold on." Maybe my brain made some sort of connection without me. I don't know. I don't know what's happening right now.
I don't even think any of the letters in alligator are in the word crocodile.
Zero of the letters. Zero. None.
Wasn't me.
A nightclub has been banned from bringing in crocodiles. As a new attraction for customers, the place is called Arabian Nights, as in N-I-T-E-S, in Birmingham.
It's Alabama.
Alabama, that's right. What are Alabamans called?
I just closed the tab.
Oh, good. A council.
Here we go. Alabamians, Alabaman,
or got it.
Bammer.
Or Bamer.
How about we go Ala Salmons?
We can call them gators.
True. Council bosses have blocked the creature feature at the venue. The club owner had hoped revelers would be able to feed the crocs. Feed the crocs. But nope, to no avail. What do you think? Should a nightclub owner be able to have live crocodiles in their nightclub?
Live? Okay. Like hanging around? Like, hey, what's up, guys? I'm a crocodile. Yeah. Not an alligator. Don't call me that or I'll bite you.
Do it.
Or is it like in a tank or an area?
It's probably, I would assume it's not roaming around the floor.
Well, then I think it's okay. As long as it's not like you're treating the crocodiles like guests of the nightclub.
Sure.
Like they're not on the dance floor and you have to dance around them.
Listen, you're going to have to wait in line. This is crocodiles first, buddy.
That would be extreme, though, wouldn't it?
It would be incredible. If speaking of eating janitors, absolutely.
Are you going to keep going?
Oh, am sure. Am I
upvote or downvote this
yes,
one?
Yes, you were supposed to tell me what you believe about the thing and tell me now.
I am going to upvote this one.
Okay.
Because I also think that they should be banned if they're not paying.
Okay. All right. Then let's make those crocodiles pay.
Let's not give those crocodiles a free ride here. That's not okay. Everyone else has to... I mean, I don't think everyone else has to pay, but
all right.
I mean, these guys are naked. That's guys, come on.
True. That is true. That's a heck of a nightclub. Goodbye, world. There's a 3-piece suit tailored for a horse.
Yes. Yes. Upvote. Upvote for this. This sounds amazing.
It's definitely a matching suit as well. It's a 3-piece tweed suit, of course. Check out that horse's mustache, though.
Hold on, I gotta click on the link. Here we go.
This is probably inspired. What? Yeah, this is
There's
probably
no mustache.
I was totally 1,000% joking.
Okay,
this is probably inspired by that dog conversation that we had, where it's like, hey, should the dog be bisected through its middle or should the dog be bisected through its legs in order to wear pants?
Well, this solves it pretty definitively, right?
It absolutely does.
Because the horse is wearing a jacket.
It is, but you can't tell what is happening in the back area here. I feel like the jacket, because it is a 3-piece suit, the jacket and the vest. No, okay, you're right. Okay, so it's just pants. So it's just the back legs. I think we've agreed here that, yes, indeed, 3-piece suit on a horse, back legs only for the pants. Let's do it.
I think the best part about this is this guy. I don't know what his name is, but the guy who dressed up the horse, I guess the tailor, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
The suit is exactly the same as his.
Mm-hmm.
For one, number two, they're both wearing the same hat, but the horse's hat has things cut out for its ears,
right?
Which that's just amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And number three, that is the biggest tie I've ever seen. It's a tie on a horse. This is going to be, I think this might be my new avatar.
Okay.
I think this might just be it. This is horse in suit number two. That's good. All right. Okay. That's a great image.
Yep. .tumblr.com. I'm going to upvote this. I'm all over this. If you ever need to take a horse to prom, this is what you do. What you don't see, though.
You can ride a horse into prom.
Yep.
This
is my date. Deal with it.
Better than a crocodile.
That is true. That is true. What do you think? You going to upvote this?
I just said I upvoted this before you read the whole title of the article.
All right, then I'm going to tell you about a relaxing piece of outdoor furniture, Kenny.
A relaxing
piece of outdoor furniture that combines a hammock with a rocking chair. A couple of design students from MIT. Let's see. Nope. Yes. It could be from MIT or it could not be from MIT. Either way, it doesn't matter. What you need to do is you need to look at this image and tell me about Zoloka. Zoloka. It's a wonderful piece of furniture, according to Laughing Squid, that provides the comfort of a hammock with the soothing motion of a rocking chair. It's called Relaxature, I guess, which would be like relaxing furniture. Isn't all furniture relaxature? Really, if you try hard enough?
I would hope.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm going to lay down on that table.
This looks cool, but it looks like I would... So it's a complete circle, right?
Yes.
But it looks like I would want to rock all 360 degrees. I should be able to rock in a somersault.
You want to rock around the Christmas tree.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. All the way around it. Now,
because I don't feel that this... Oh, wait, hold on a second.
Yes.
I just looked at the image here of the woman who's rocking back and forth.
I know what you're going to say. I know what you're going to say.
It's tiny.
Yes. Why is it so tiny?
No, this isn't cool.
That, okay. I'm glad we're on the same page about this, because you see that top image and you think, man, a hammock, it can be spacious. It can, you know, you expect to be really just encompassed in the hammock and to have room for your legs just to sprawl out completely and just really settle into the relaxation that is a hammock and just being outdoors.
Right. And hammocks are big.
They're gigantic. They can be gargantuan hammocks. However, you see this rocking one. This lady has her legs curled up underneath her. There's nothing about relaxing.
And she's barely fitting in the rocking thing.
Yep. She looks like she's going to rock backwards and
hit her head.
Yep. Break that neck.
Mm-mm. Yep.
Nope. Yep. Don't want this. I'm glad we've landed on the same thing here.
You'd have to make this thing twice as big as it is right now.
Yep. Yep. I agree.
So does that mean that we're going to downvote it, or we're going to upvote it because we have such a good idea how to fix it?
Nope. Downvoting this because it's dumb. Speaking of dumb, there's a woman that mysteriously disappeared on live TV. This is going to take about 15 seconds for you to watch and find out. Are you ready? Are you watching it? It's on Sports. It's on SportsCenter. Now watch on the left-hand side as the person walks by and she's gone.
I'm gonna watch it one more time here.
It just replays over and over and over. So that's this was going around the internet yesterday, making waves, and I don't know what happened. It's blowing my mind. I have to upvote it.
Wait,
right?
She couldn't be walking next to her, right?
No. There is no way that she disappeared like next to that person or fell down.
I can't take my eyes away.
Right? It is mesmerizing. So please, if you would go and look at this in the show notes, robots, it's a whole lot of fun.
No, it's not fun. This is terrifying.
It's great. I love it.
It's a witch on live television.
Speaking of live television.
Upvote, by the way. Upvote for that. Okay.
I'm upvoting it as well. Let's move on to a Food Friday.
I'm with my crew. And we gonna show y'all what we be snacking on. You dig? Okay.
Show me your janitor. Seriously, why is it like that?
So you got a bag. Yeah. And I got a tin can.
Oh, okay. That makes a lot more sense. Gosh, it does sound like a bunch of keys.
It's good Foley, though, huh?
It's great, yeah.
I'm gonna pop the lid here. Tell the listeners what we're eating today, Kyle.
So right now, you and I both have differing containers of Happy's Snacks Spicy Sriracha Peas, cholesterol and trans fat free. They are chili garlic coated green peas with glutinous rice flour. Yum.
They're not gluten-free, then.
No. Well, no, they are. Maybe. Potentially.
You said glutinous flour.
Truthfully, I have no idea. I grabbed this from Target. My local Target.
Oh!
Ooh.
Oh!
Oh!
That's just pretty good. Smell that. Hey, can you smell that from here?
No.
I pointed it at the mic.
Smells good.
So I grabbed this from Target. I was in the clearance section. The food clearance sections. You've got to watch out for the food clearance sections.
Oh, it's clearing my sinuses, just opening it in front of my face.
I went to a Walmart once, and they had chips that were about 3 months past its expiration date, and I tweeted...
Sorry, I was just going to say, how do chips expire? What is that?
They get stale, bro.
But stale's fine.
Is it?
I think stale's fine.
Is it?
Okay. And you were saying... You tweeted it?
I did. I tweeted at Walmart, and they said, we're sorry, you can bring it back for a full refund. It's like, it's 50 cents, guys. And I didn't buy it. It's only an image. I'm not going to go back to the store.
I bought some salsa from Target yesterday, and one of the salsa things that I wanted to purchase was it expired on February 15th.
Oh no.
Yeah. See, it was still on the counter.
Ugh, salsas you can't do because the tomatoes get like, they basically start fermenting and they get this weird effervescence that tingles your tongue. And then you fall asleep for a few hours and wake up in a hospital bed. So I'm going to smell
crocodiles.
I'm going to smell this sriracha peas. Here we go.
Oh, that's good.
It does smell lovely. I'm going to dig in for one. Good. Have you had it yet?
No.
I'm afraid. Please don't touch your hands to your eyeballs.
Right.
Oh, ow. Ow. Oh, I forgot. I started chewing on the side that got numbed up yesterday. Ow. Oh.
Oh,
that hurt. Now they're a little, it hurts
very
so
garlicky.
Bad. They are very,
very garlicky.
We eat some of the worst stuff here in the morning before speaking to people.
This is guaranteed to give you the worst breath.
Yes, that is true. Breath bombs.
You could go eat sardines. You could go eat anchovies. No. Eat a couple of these sriracha peas.
You could, yeah.
You clear your sinuses and you go to talk to somebody. You go talk to your boss after eating these. You're going to get fired on the spot. There's no way that they would keep you after this.
You could literally drink garbage juice and have better breath than you would if you ate these sriracha peas.
You could throw these away and drink the garbage juice and still have better breath than after eating these.
That is correct. Absolutely. Hey, we've got...
These are good, though.
I know. They're great. I love them. Highly recommended.
There's a sweet element.
Yes, there is.
Oh, there is sugar. Sugar is the... Kyle, it's... The ingredients are green pea and then sugar is the second ingredient.
Hey, hold on. How are your ingredients different from mine?
Mine's what are yours?
Green peas, glutinous rice flour, wheat flour, sugar. Sugar is the fourth ingredient. Palm oil, garlic powder, salt, coconut oil, chili powder, artificial flavor, monosodium glutamate. No, I don't think that's in here. No, no MSG. Anyway, so
tapioca starch.
If you would, and if you're interested, these are probably available on Amazon as well.
It's a product of Thailand. Mm-hmm. These are good, actually.
Mine says...
I have a lot now, by the way.
Mine says product of China. Where are you getting your peas?
Wait a second. Huh. It's Happy Snacks, right?
Yeah, Happy Snacks.
No, mine says product of Thailand. Imported by JFC International Incorporated.
Same with mine. Los Angeles, California.
When do yours expire?
November 16th of this year.
Mine expired June 8th, 2017. A whole year and a half.
They must have moved operations into Thailand.
Okay, so I'm going to stop eating now.
Perfect.
My mouth is a little bit on fire.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not as much as I thought it would be, though.
No, pretty sweet. Really, they balance out that spice with a lot of sugar.
Yeah.
And a lot of crunch. This would be a great movie snack. Because really, you're not going to be talking to anybody for about 2.5 hours anyway. So go hammer on some sriracha peas, bro.
Unless you go with somebody you know, and unless you go with somebody you know, and you whisper in their ear when you're like, "Oh, that was a really cool part," and then their ear starts to bleed because you just ate sriracha peas.
Hey, did you see that? Oh gosh, my ears are bleeding.
Well, let's get to some food news. Speaking now that we're done with our Food Friday.
Speaking of peas, Kenny, Kellogg's says there's an FDA investigation of a video of a worker urinating on the assembly line inside.
I see what you did there.
Mm-hmm.
Was it Cornelius?
I don't think it was the rooster himself.
Okay.
But Kellogg's is saying that federal regulators are investigating a 2014 video. It's been going on for 2 years of a man urinating in a factory assembly line used to produce Rice Krispie treats and granola clusters.
Okay, well, we know what holds those together now.
Now we know. Now we know.
The video, it shows an empty conveyor belt that Kellogg said was also used in making a handful of snacks that it has since discontinued. The man hasn't been identified. What was he doing? Was he just like, I gotta go to the bathroom right here while I'm working? Or was it a guy just spraying and playing?
Totally malicious. Totally malicious, in my opinion.
You didn't watch the video.
No.
You don't know.
But the doesn't matter.
You're surmising that it's malicious.
Correct. Because the man in the video has not been identified and they have not picked him up yet. This is incredible. So watch out. Don't get any of those Rice Krispie treats. I'm still watching the video of the woman disappearing. Kenny Paris, right. More food news. Food news. Paris is getting a sausage and steak vending machine.
What?
Yep. You can now get some ham, some Basque pate, and get all that with some of your bread over in the Parisian 24/7 meat vending machine. Now, baguette dispensers have been enjoyed over France. Over the last 5 years or so, the meat vending machine business remains in the embryonic stage. Thank you, bigstory.ip.org. That sounds
an odd way to put that.
Also, don't talk to me about embryos and sausages.
Right.
The first machine of its type was installed 3 years ago in a small western town of Garon by a butcher who set it up outside a bar. So that's pretty cool. I would, you know what? I would pick up a sausage from a vending machine because really all you're trying to get is a dry aged sausage. And, you know, the store's not always open.
Having it in front of a butcher shop makes sense.
Right.
Having it in front of somewhere else doesn't make sense.
What about a bar? So if you're in a bar, you're like, man.
But the butcher runs it. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. Okay. So, yeah. Okay. You don't want,
as long as it's associated with somebody who knows how to handle the, you know, cured meats and whatnot.
All right. So, you don't want, like, a Lay's potato chip machine where you've got cans of Red Bull right next to Snickers bars and then the little square cheddar crackers with peanut butter in the middle, which is just an odd combination that really. I don't know if anybody eats those outside of after sports games and you're 8 years old.
Yeah. You bring up a good point, though, Kyle.
Cured meat.
Yeah. You bring up a good point. The next logical step here would be a cheese vending machine in Paris, right?
Yes, it would be.
You get the bread. You get the meat. You can have the cheese. And then a wine vending machine, I suppose.
Yeah. That doesn't sound safe.
No, it doesn't, but 24/7 access, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, just give me all the vending machines. You know what? Just vend all the things.
Yeah, this is good. I like this.
Speaking of bread vending machines, ducks are being given less bread. Ducks around the country are feasting on healthier diets after members of the public were urged to stop treating them with breadcrumbs, new figures show. Study finds a public poll suggests a 20% drop in the number of people feeding bread to ducks since it was launched last year. This whole campaign to find out more.
What do I care?
Ooh,
I'm not a duck. Are you okay?
Nope, you sound like a robot again.
I'm a robot again?
Yes, you are. Please go back. Also, drop a marker right now and listen to this section. I think he's just restarting the whole thing.
I'm not sure.
Oh, no, no. You sound a little bit better. You sound good.
Okay, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm doing nothing different.
Yep, it's fine.
Can we talk about the Carl's Jr. story next?
Sure. How about I blast through the Bumblebee and then... Bumblebee, Chipotle, and then we talk about Carl's.
All right, do the Bumblebee. Do the Bumblebee.
Bumblebee Tuna is recalling 31,500 cans of tuna over spoilage concerns.
Spoilage. That sounds like another word invented by Sloppy Joe.
Yes.
I'd love some Sloppy Joe spoilage.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So watch out. They were only cans that were made in the year 2016. So if you are like me and you've been stockpiling your Bumblebee tuna cans for the last 15 years, you should be fine.
Chipotle. Go ahead and eat them.
Mm-mm. Chipotle is spending millions of dollars on free burritos, a total of $70 million between February and May of this year, with each burrito costing about $8. That's about 16% of the company's total sales from last year that they will be spending to get that free burrito in your face. Unbelievable. Gigantic amounts of money going towards burritos. Who could have predicted this? I already got a free burrito.
Do I get another free burrito?
You probably will.
That's great.
All right, Kenny. Carl's Jr. Let's talk about Carl's Jr. The CEO here wants to try automated restaurants where customers will, quote, never see a person.
That's awesome.
Ever.
This is awesome. Carl's Jr. robot restaurant.
Basically, yes. Or they're just, you're going to walk into an empty restaurant where nobody's making food. I'm not sure.
Can I get a number one, please? And you'll never get it.
That's correct.
Because no one's there.
Technically, if you're going on Carl's Jr. CEO's wishes, that is a possibility, a distinct possibility.
I think another way that they could accomplish this is everybody in the restaurant, including the workers, just wear blindfolds and you don't see anybody. You also don't see the food, but it's a different experience, right?
They've lost six fingers today.
What are they doing that would make them lose fingers, Kyle?
They're making those biscuits from scratch.
Oh.
Get it? Scratch? Fingers?
Mm. No.
Yep.
No.
There's a finger in my biscuit. So I think this is a terrible idea. I have walked into...
He says it would be cheaper, this guy.
Of course.
CEO.
Of course it's going to be cheaper because you're not paying people minimum wage. The CEO says the automated restaurant would be cheaper since he wouldn't have to worry about rising minimum wage. Are you kidding me?
But I'm concerned about
paying the federal minimum wage. I'm not willing to pay people to do the work that a robot would do. Wonderful.
I'm going to spend $2 million on a robot that doesn't cook your food as well as a human does.
And then we distributed it to every restaurant in our franchise.
Totaling about $3.2 billion. Yeah.
The issue here for me is that I've been into a restaurant like this where you can order your food from a touchscreen the size of your torso. And it's still difficult to use. They have people waiting there so that you can ask a question and pay cash because you can't pay cash to a machine that is just for ordering.
It's like a vending machine.
But it's not built that way. The one that I was in, at least. You can't trust people to order properly. You cannot resolve conflicts properly without real people. That's it. Maybe eventually one day there will be restaurants, maybe like Chipotle. Seriously, if you're going to replace anybody, replace Chipotle employees because they keep getting sick.
Yeah.
This is awful. You can't even trust people to check out properly when they're in that self-checkout line at the grocery store.
I don't understand. What do you mean I can't buy alcohol in this line?
I like that we got to this last story and you got really worked up. That's what I wanted.
Really, really bothers me. Now, listen, we're the first to talk about food. Also, first to be on the train straight to Robot Town. But this is not the way to do it. It's not It's what's going to drive robots to be in these restaurants to be cheaper. I get it. But this, I just think this is a terrible idea. I really do.
All right.
Nobody cares.
Got so worked up.
Yeah, but nobody cares.
You're right. Nobody cares about whether or not this is going to happen. It's just the Carl's Jr. CEO trying to explain himself and get on a trendy topic. That's really all it is. Right?
Yeah, I'm wondering why you played the nobody cares sound.
Because it's what's in the template. So I just didn't have a choice. Really, I'm in a blind rage right now, and I have no idea.
You're running on muscle memory here.
And I'm still watching the video of the woman disappearing.
You guys have to watch that. You guys Seriously. Have to watch that. If you're listening,
you know
go
what?
Watch it.
I'm going to copy this and put it in the chat room right now. I don't know if any... No, nobody's in there. But
I am.
You're in there.
I'm here. In here.
Watch it again. Do me a favor. Watch it again. You can find us on Twitter, Morning Show AM on Twitter. You'll follow us, and then we will tell you when new episodes are posted. I will be at an event this weekend. If you're in Southern California, there's something called Ferk Fest going on. It's where they take a bunch of beers and age them in train whistles and then soak them with other delicious beverages, and then you consume them. I will be going alone. So if you would,
really
say,
sad.
I know, super sad. I'm going to be drinking alone all weekend. Say hello if you're out there. I don't know if you will be because I didn't tell you about it till today. Follow Kenny, he's Pizza Robotics on Twitter. I'm Kyle Roderick. Of course, the show itself is over at goodstuff.fm. We'll be on the homepage for a little while. You can also check out some awesome shows over there. Dailyish, Three Guys, Three Questions. I guess we're grown-ups now. I had to load up the webpage.
Why doesn't the picture of the woman who disappears? There's no comment. There's nothing about her. There's no like, well, she did show up.
Nope.
No, that's it. She's gone.
Yep. It's better.
I don't want to watch this anymore.
It's better left unresolved, truthfully. That way we just, you know, it's all shrouded in mystery.
Sure. Mystery.
We'll be back again Wednesday. Yes, Wednesday?
Who knows?
All right. Doesn't matter.
We'll say it on Twitter.
So do please follow us on there. I sent out the previous clips that I promised I would send out yesterday to Patreon subscribers. So if you support us there, you'll get access to that. They are pretty much unreleased. Other than in those episodes that we play them in. So this is your first chance really to get back into the annals of the transmission back catalog.
Oh.
So go check us out, patreon.com/morningshow. Like I said, we'll be back again sometime soon. We'll let you know on Twitter. Until then, goodbye.
See you later.